Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting third, the right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second, the center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third, the first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesu strikes out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Hodges for a passed ball. Kleins moves to third. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kleins scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner juggles the ball. That's an error on Biotner. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeJesu fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Biotner scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeJesus. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 2 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flynn moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kleins hits a pop-up into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kleins who is chasing the ball. Mozilli reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mozilli tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Grebe pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Tom Grebe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foley moves to second. Tom Grebe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Tom Grebe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 3 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Cornejo now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a pop-up into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boisclair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochel covering, for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 0 for 3 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Montanez moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Montanez scores. Mazzilli moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Steve Henderson now playing left field. Ivan De Jesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. De Jesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. De Jesus takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gross pinch hits for Gene Kleins. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross bunts towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. De Jesus moves to second. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. De Jesus moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing center field. Steve Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randle bunts towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.